hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio.
Nancy in North Carolina, you had some follow-up questions there.
Yes, I these two sort of go hand in hand. I heard Daniel Estrin say that the Bilderbergers are in an economic war with China, and they don't care how high the oil has to go in this warfare. China has no oil reserves on their own. And I would like to know, why do they do this if we created them in the first place? We exported our jobs there. And the other question is, where does China and Russia fit into this new world order? Are they part of it or are they not?
Bob, that's I think that's one for you.
Well, let's go backwards. They are not part of it, and that's for sure.
Well, that's wonderful.
The possibility that high oil prices. Well, let me restructure that. The possibility of higher oil prices could include many factors. Number one, profit making for the banks and the brokerage houses and the investment banks, who don't have much profits now. If you look at their structure, those that are making money are making it on trading and commodities. Second of all, it's a way to control people by having higher prices. And number three, yes, it hurts the large users of petroleum products, and particularly China and Japan. Although the United
States... Is it done deliberately against China?
I think it's one of the factors. It's just like when they went into Iraq. There were a number of reasons. Geopolitical position against Russia, China, and India, and will include Afghanistan. The natural resources that are involved, and especially the being able to control and get cheap oil. The extraction of oil in Iraq in particular is the last of the low-hanging fruit, as they say. You only have to get down 100 feet and you hit oil. Or 500 feet. It's very, very shallow. And it's very inexpensive to remove. And it's quality. But there are always a number of factors. And also, another factor why they went into those two places was the American economy in 2000, 2001, 2002 was dreadful. And they wanted to take people's eye off of the economic and financial problems by having warfare. So there are a number of factors that were involved. The same thing is true with higher oil prices. There's probably other reasons that I haven't even mentioned. But they don't do things for one reason. There is usually a combination or a myriad of reasons why they move. And incidentally, they have thousands of people working 24/7 coming up with these kinds of ideas.
Nancy? Did she drop?
Something's happening to my connection, I guess.
It's probably our dear big brother just tapping into your phones, but that's okay.
It's not the first time it's happened.
I'm just teasing.
I know they tap into my phone because of my communications.
Anyhow, did you have anything else, Nance?
Well, I don't want to be selfish, so I will just stop there, and maybe another day I'll call.
All righty. Well,
thank you very much.
I thank you for your call. And Robbie, I'm not in disagreement with you about the oil thing, but oil is in a bubble, and that's what we're being told. But as you said, about supply and demand, the supply has to exceed demand in a bubble. Now, does it really? But last February, for the first time in history of the world, demand for oil exceeded production. And that has remained the case for the last 90 days. But this is artificially being done. This is why the politicians are now screaming, we need to drill, we need to drill our way out of this. No, it's still the production capacity. Once you pull the oil out of the ground, what do you do with it? We have no facilities to refine the oil. We'll be right back.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to gasfreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Well, let's look at a little history and let it show us what may be possible here. Now, the most obvious time to look for the parallels is in the 1970s. Then the gold price went from the artificially suppressed price of $35 an ounce, that's right, folks, it was $35 an ounce in the 70s, to almost $8.50 an ounce. Remember that 1979? Oh, well, inflation's heating up. We just got to stop the presses and quit cranking out the money and withdraw the money supply. You saw what happened to it. They jacked the rates up, interest rates to 20-21%. Gold went to $8.50 an ounce, but it dropped back down. Now, that is a rise of give or take 2,500%. A similar 2,500% rise from the artificially suppressed 1999 low of $250 would take us to about $6,250. Now, this is what has happened before. However, there's a lot of differences between then and now. In those days, not so long ago, interest rates were higher. The threat from derivatives was not as pronounced. Debt was lower. There wasn't so much global crisis in the banks. Money supply growth was not so out of control. And crucially, Gordon Brown and Ben Bernanke were not in charge. So perhaps $6,250 an ounce is a little conservative. Mike Hampton, who's the best trader, according to Dominic Frisby, obviously never met Bob Chapman, Michael Hampton says, and he uses all sorts of cycles and technical indicators in his work and continually looking for fractal or repeating patterns, among other things. He's what he calls his simple 10 10-4 rule, and I'll explain that. He argues that the 1970s dollar had about 10 times the value of a 2000 vintage dollar. For example, the Standard & Poor's averaged around 100 in the 1970s. It's over 1,000 this decade. Similarly, the Dow averaged around 800 to 1,000, while for the noughties or the 90s, that figure around 10,000. Gold began in the 70s at 35. It began in the O-aughts here, or 2000, at almost 300. Now, by the same reckoning, he argues that if gold went to 850 the last time, it could spike to $8,500 this time. Now, he uses the same argument for oil. It went from a low digit numbers of $13 by the end of 1974 oil crisis. Now, remember, it was trading for, what, $2 or $3 a barrel before that? Now, oil has gone from $10 to over $130. By the end of the decade, oil went from $13 to almost $40. So Mr. Hampton, not unreasonable in my views, has a possible eventual target of $400 for the oil, which he sees by 2012 or 2013, by the way. I see it happening a lot faster. So don't sue me, folks, if you buy an ounce of gold today at, say, $895 or $900 or $910 and it only reaches $2,500, and it didn't reach the $8,500. But look at the patterns as what has happened before. And, Bob, realistically, say we're in 2008 now. Now, we know that this banking crisis, once the other shoe drops, which is that boogeyman, the derivatives, that junk out there floating around, absolutely worthless. Where do you realistically see gold going in the next 18 months to 2 years?
Well, just based on official inflation from 1980 onward, we'd have to be looking at 2268. And, of course, it's a multiple of that. I don't know what the exact figure is, but I think anything from 3,000 to 8,000. There's just no knowing until you get to the top or get to where it's going. All we can say is that we're in a bull market in gold and silver for various reasons, and it's going to continue. And how far it's going to go, nobody knows until that time comes. And then hopefully the subscribers to the International Forecaster will know, because maybe I'll be lucky enough to get out somewhere near the top.
And that's a segue, Robbie, to you. Now, we generally run, and you didn't email me the special, so I have no idea what it is.
But well, it was the same as last week, except $10 cheaper.
Okay. Excuse me. Let me just
say something else.
Yeah.
You've got two options. If you are looking at oil and you're looking at gold, with the rising price of oil, your only two options is this. Either it is because of excessive speculation in the oil market, or more realistically, in my opinion, what the oil market is representing as it moves higher is obviously a weaker dollar. So either the oil prices are rising because of supply and demand, or oil prices are rising because your dollar is buying less and less.
Well, I only look. I only have a rearview mirror on this one, and I look back to 2002. Wasn't that the year that Enron blew out? And the reason why Enron blew out is because, well, they got in there and start manipulating energy prices. They did it out.
Sure.
They did it out in California, raised it to 300%. Now, Enron wouldn't have folded if they could have kept that artificially high.
But I would say, and I don't know, Bob, would you agree with me? By and large, we can make an argument that the rise in oil and the rise in gold over the last 12 months probably has more to do with the falling dollar than anything else?
Yes, I would say that's a true statement. And that decline in the value of the dollar is directly attributed to the increase in money and credit and the low interest rates, which have been set and promulgated by the Federal Reserve. They're behind everything. And that's why it's so important to get rid of the Federal Reserve. We can make our own mistakes, and instead of having a group of rich illuminists do our mistakes for us.
Well, and when you start talking about, is Ben Bernanke going to raise rates? Is he going to lower rates? Ben Bernanke, the Fed has two mandates, economic growth and contain inflation. Well, it's obviously pretty clear to me anyway that Ben Bernanke is more concerned with maintaining some sort of growth rate in the United States than he is worried about inflation. And believe it or not, I'm going to quote somebody now that I'll most probably bite my tongue. Even Robert Novak over the weekend wrote an article saying exactly the same thing. He did throw into the mix Mr. Trudeau at the ECB, where he has a single mandate. His mandate is control inflation. This is why you're getting this obvious tension between the Federal Reserve and the ECB, because obviously the ECB is more concerned with inflation, while Ben Bernanke and the Federal Reserve is more concerned with growth.
And I would agree with that, Robbie, because where does all the economic opportunity come from? Where do people go to borrow money but from the banks? So he's more interested in stabilizing those banks. Forget about growth at this point. I think they're looking for the floor not to drop out from under them.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we're still debating, are we in a recession? We're going to talk about are we in a recession until we finally out of recession, and then they can say, you see, there was no recession.
Guys, I got to tell you something. The History Channel is coming out with their propaganda hot and heavy. I was watching a thing, a two-hour special on the life of FDR. Of course, it centered around how he came to power, and well, he was just this New York governor that just happened to run for the presidency. Well, back in those days, the president didn't take the office in, what, January 20th after the elections. It was into March. This guy was inaugurated on March 4th of 1933. And then what happened on the 6th, 7th, and 8th, and 9th? Immediately, and it was said in the story that, well, he called the bankers in, he called business heads in, and all of a sudden, in just a few days' time, he came out, and I have a copy of this, in the office, he came out with his executive order, and this came out actually on April 5th, but they came out with all gold, coin, bullion, and gold certificates now owned by them to the Federal Reserve Bank. He did the confiscation, that's for sure. But this thing, folks, clue number one, the capital of the world, New York City. Governor comes in, comes out of nowhere, is elected governor. Boom, he finds himself in the presidency amidst the worst depression this country has ever seen. You get the New Deal. You get all the communism that you want, socialism, fascism, you name it. There was your Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And I have yet, I've yet to this day have anybody argue with me on that point.
And because of government intervention, it extended the misery for another decade.
Just to make sure.
And that's exactly what we're doing again. I mean, it's insanity because we're repeating the same mistakes, and thinking that doing the same thing is going to somehow give us a different result, and it never does. I mean, you've got government intervention. Look, these Democrats want to get involved in every facet of this market. They want to obviously regulate the commodities markets right now. Look, if you think we're talking about oil in a bubble and government needs to regulate, I can just see these same arguments when gold's at $5,000 and the cries from the people that there's a bubble in gold and that the Congress needs to do something to stop this wild speculation. And exactly what happened in 1980, the reason gold and silver obviously declined precipitously as they did was because the CFTC decided to change the rules in the middle of the game.
By the way, Robbie, before we go to break, I don't think the listeners, you said that it's the same deal as last week, only $10 cheaper. I don't remember what it was.
MS 61, $10 liberties, $535. It's a steal.
$535. And, of course, what do they have to buy to get the yearly subscription?
Well, if you order 10 or more, you get a free subscription or an extension.
And by the way, folks, what we don't do is pad that account to pay for that subscription for you. No, we take it out of our end because we're good people. That's why.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
If you're ready, I'm willing and able. I'm gonna lay my cards out on the table. Cause you're mine, I'm yours for the taking.
We are back. Let's immediately jump back into the phone calls. But first, Robbie, we went through that kind of quickly, the Bob Chapman deal of the day.
MS-61, which means it is brilliant, uncirculated, certified in that condition. In other words, they are sealed in hard plastic, tamper-proof. It's a $10 gold piece, and the price on those are $535. $20 cheaper if you bought a $20 certified MS-61, $20 Liberty. So it's a great deal. It was a great deal last week. It's a great deal this week.
It's a great deal this week. And on top of that, folks, we will send you out a, and again, we don't, you know, Robbie, I don't think people understand this. When we have to pay Bob Chapman for his newsletter because he works very hard putting it together, and we don't bump the deal to make the money to pay Mr. Chapman for the newsletter, nor do I even charge people for the mug that we send out if you buy the package that allows you to get the International Forecaster. And be it reminded to you, folks, that you can receive that snail mail twice a month. Or you can get it how many times a month, Bob, if you get it by email?
Four, and then five. There would be a total of eight and ten. So 8 1 month, 8 another month, and then 10 the following month.
Okay,
or
so
nine.
We're talking.
There's an awful lot of information. It's about 30 pages each time, so you're getting 60 pages a week times 4 weeks. That's 240 plus.
Wait a minute, Dad, you lost me here. If it's 8 a month or it's whatever, it's twice a week. Mm. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, so they get it emailed to them twice a week, or if they sign up and they just want to get it snail mail, you only do it twice a month.
Correct.
Okay, all right. Okay, I just wanted to make sure I had to.
Yeah, because of the terrible costs involved today.
Well, you know, it's just that oil.
Envelopes, paper, printing.
Stamps.
Postage just went up again. And
oh, by the way, the United States Postal Service just informed me. I asked the question one day, why are so many people in here getting passports? Oh, well, you know, it's a holiday, and it's summer, and people are going on holiday vacation. And I said, really, does anybody have any money left to go do that? And the guy told me, he says, well, hang on to your hat. He said, what they're trying to do in the next year and a half to 2 years is they want to issue internal passports, folks. So, and this is thank you, Homeland Security. If you're going to take a plane or a train or a bus, if it's got a Department of Transportation stamp on it, it's regulated by the FAA, if it's regulated anything, if the Fed has their finger in it, traveling state to state, you are going to need your internal passport. How do you like them apples, Bob?
Well, it's all part of the national police state, the corporatist fascist government that we have today. And these dingbat Americans are looking the other way. And once it happens to them and they have to go through all that, just like they do now at the airports, they'll stop traveling. And that'll make the government just fine. The government will know where to find them and how to deal with them if they choose to.
Oh, gosh, maybe we'll learn to bleat in unison. That ought to sound real good. Chris in Hawaii. Hello, Chris.
Hi, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi.
My question is pertaining to silver. I'd like to get either Robbie or Bob's advice on how to establish a sizable position, say $20,000 in physical silver, and what would be a reasonable time to expect to get delivery from a dealer from after you have funded your order?
Well, are you talking shipping to Hawaii?
Yeah, that's my problem.
We got to rent our own boat first.
Well, yeah. There's obviously a few more days involved in travel time when it goes to Hawaii, but turnaround time is usually 3 or 4 business days. But if it's Hawaii, I'd have to say you'd have to call it a week.
My question is more along the lines is I'm trying to get out of the ETFs, which I've and invested in and established a position in silver and gold. But I keep on reading about these shortages and
that's what I was going to tell you. Your biggest problem is getting it.
Exactly.
And let me ask you before you go on, Chris, what is the reasoning behind buying such a large amount in silver?
Well, I like the idea of the profit potential that it seems to me that there is a shortage involved, and it's being suppressed. Mm-hmm. And it seems like if there is a banking crisis, and that would be a very tradable way of having something physically in my possession that I can go out and buy stuff with.
The only problem I see with that amount of silver, though, and I don't discourage people from having their portfolio in gold and have some silver. The problem is when you're talking about quantities that you're talking, 20,000 in silver, you're talking about a lot of weight. And if we have, I don't know how things are on the islands over there, but if we have a social problem or you've got to move something from point A to point B, you're going to need a forklift.
Well, it's 80 pounds.
Yeah, that's a little bit of weight. Tell you what, if you got any follow-up, Chris, we'll take it after this break, 800-313-9443. We are blessed to have Mr. Robert Chapman and Mr. Robbie Noel for the next half hour. So if you have any questions or comments, better make it quick. We only have a half hour. 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Once upon a time, Megan, people bought their food at a grocery store.
Oh, I remember.
They're there, Mama.
A grocery store, Dad?
Yes, dear, but that was long ago.
But where did our food come from?
InternetGrocer.net.
InternetGrocer.net? So all these cans?
In uncertain times, we must be prepared. So we buy real canned meats, real canned cheese, and real canned butter from InternetGrocer.net.
Mm. And it's real good, Dad.
Only the highest quality dehydrated and freeze-dried foods and other emergency supplies. Drop shipped direct from the manufacturers right to our door.
So having stored food on hand means we don't have to go into town, right?
Your father's a wise man, Megan.
Be ready for an emergency with InternetGrocer.net's one-year food supply, featuring the best variety in the business. Foods that will store 7 to 15 years or longer, unopened. Go to internet-grocer.net. That's internet-grocer.net or call 903-356-6443.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Chris in Ohio. Ohio. Gee, I just moved you across the puddle, didn't I? Chris in Hawaii, any other questions here?
Yeah, well, I do have a question as far as what would be a reasonable ratio then to try and diversify. If I was considering buying, say, bullion gold, what would be a good ratio? Say 50-50 gold, silver, or what's your input on that?
Well, I mean, that's kind of, once again, asking a gold dealer how to divvy up between gold and silver is like asking a parent to choose between his two children. But, I mean, if you go by obvious standards within the industry, it's always advisable 80% gold, 20% silver. And you can play with those numbers as you like.
And
$20,000, just say, you know, $20,000 at today's prices is going to get you like 1,000 silver eagles. $25,000 will get you two bags of junk silver, which is obviously a lot more silver. You're dealing with 1,400 ounces of silver as opposed to 1,000. But if eagles become available, and it's very questionable, we may know something next week. But eagles are your best bet, a 1,000 eagles constitutes two cases. There's 500 eagles in each case. And if you are looking at purely on a speculative basis, which obviously a lot of people ask me about. Well, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out that you're going to double your money far quicker in silver than you are in gold.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, all you got to do is see silver go to $40 and you've doubled your money, whereas to double your money in gold, we got to go to 1600. And although I have no qualms about saying we're going to go to 1600 and higher, we will climb a wall of worry to $1,600 in gold, because gold is something central banks own. They hold gold. The difference with the silver and why silver is a wild card is central banks don't own silver. So,
and what you're going to do with that is another thing to consider. And a lot of people have asked me this question. I know they've asked you, Robbie. Well, you know, should I buy just ounces of gold? Should I break it down in half and quarter and tenth ounces? Well, yes. You know, when everything shakes out, whatever gold ends up being, whether it's $5,000 an ounce or $8,500 an ounce, you're still going to want to make purchases. Now, it'd be one thing if you had to put a new roof on your house, that a couple of ounces of gold would do quite nicely for a payoff. But it's also, what is the currency going to be worth on the exchange? In other words, if you cash that in and you get the currency, what is going to be the prices of what you're trying to purchase, service, commodity, or whatever? Buying a car, doesn't matter what it is. But it's the exchange rate of that gold. But if you get into a system, like say you got a 10th ounce of gold, and just say for the sake of argument that we're talking about gold at $5,000 an ounce, well, obviously, that's going to be worth what? It's going to be worth $500. So what are you going to take your change back in? Well, you could take it back in silver or whatever. It's going to be a mix, but the whole point of owning the gold is asset protection. And as Bob pointed out, and as I just read you here about looking at history past and watching these patterns, because they are there and they are real. You know, it's going to be, it's not a matter of how much and what point gold is going to go at, but it's going to definitely go up. And Robbie's absolutely correct. These people have been suppressing the price of gold. As a matter of fact, the banks are buying as much gold as they can. They're doing it for their own benefit. They're not doing it for ours. But now is the time to move into that gold market. Well, instead of paying $850 an ounce or $900 an ounce, would you rather be paying $16 or $17? You know, it's up to that individual. But the whole thing is to not only beat and catch up with inflation, but also make an investment for yourself. So that's your portfolio and that's your money. You got to decide what you're going to do with it and what ratios.
And right. It's not so much a case of what you want. We're in a new era. I've never seen it in all the years I've been in the business. It's getting to the point, it's not what you want to buy, it's what's available to buy.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're running out of stuff every other day. There's something else I can't get my hands on, which is kind of bizarre in this world.
But also... Go ahead, Robin. Sorry.
As I said, the majority of gold that is being sold by all dealers in America right now is gold that's being imported from Europe. This is where the gold supply is coming from. This is not gold supplies within the continental United States. I mean, this is something that people have a hard time wrapping their hands around. But the majority of gold sold in America today comes from outside the country.
And also, Robbie, what is it going to, you know, it's not going to take that much in this country. I mean, it didn't take long for it to dawn on people back in the late 70s in order to take care of inflation, you know, we had to jack the interest rates up, and then gold went up to 850, silver hit $50 an ounce. It doesn't take a magician to figure this stuff out. But what happens when people in this country figure out that, wait a minute, I can't buy a treasury bond, I can't buy a note, or I can't buy anything, once they understand what really has happened to the value of the dollar and how inflation is eating everything on this planet, just devouring it like the beast that it is, you know, what's going to happen here, Robbie, when people start putting the higher demand of gold here inside the United States, what's going to happen to the price of that?
Well, its price is going to be dictated by supply and demand. You're going to see premiums escalate on your common coins. I mean, we're already starting to see it. I mean, you've got to understand, dealers who hold large inventories, they hedge themselves in the market so they remain flat. The problem with that is dealers, just like any other entity out there raising capital for business, costs are increasing dramatically. It's costing them more and more and more to hedge their physical possessions. So it's just natural that they pass those costs on to the consumer. I mean, this is the big wake-up call that we are going to get in about 6 months from now, is all these increases that we've seen, not only in financial borrowing costs and obviously tightnesses of supplies, but you have all your major producers have already increased prices by 20% last month. It takes a while for that to feed its way through. And so in 6 months from now, irrespective of what bogus inflation numbers the government puts out, you are going to see dramatic increases in prices for everything.
Let's go back.
Well, I have one comment to make here.
Please do.
And that is, with the injection and introduction of people into the gold, silver markets, whether they're coins or shares, the important factor, I think, in coins is numismatic. The premiums over spot are at 50-year lows. And with people coming into the market, I think that a lot of dealers will try to get people to purchase the numismatic coins. And I think that the premiums are going to scream on the upside. And I think people who buy gold coins should spend a percentage, perhaps half, of the money that they're going to spend on gold coins on numismatics as well as bullion coins, because I think there's a lot of leverage there. And I've always been a big believer in numismatic coins. I was telling John early today, I bought my first $20 St. Gaudens in 1960 for $47. And we still have the coin. And what is that worth, Robbie, $1,200 or something?
Well, sure. If uncirculated, the MS-61s, you're looking 64. Around $1,200.
It's a 64.
No, 64?
It's a 64, so
talking about $1,500, $1,800.
There you go. Yeah. And so that's the kind of leverage. And the last time around in these markets, which I was one of the, I was the biggest gold stockbroker in the world at the time, between, 78 and 82, and for 28 years for that matter, I saw a $500 equivalent MS-64 go from that $500 to $5,000.
Sure.
So don't leave numismatic coins out. It's just like when I recommend stocks to people. I recommend three blue chips and maybe one or two or three stocks that are in exploration, because you can have two of them not work out, and if the other one does and goes from 85 cents to $7 like we had not too long ago, you're going to make more money than you're ever going to be able to lose. And you have an anchor in your portfolio of having the Agnico Eagles, Gold Corps, and Silver Standards. And so I think that should be approached that way. But don't leave out numismatic coins. The time is coming shortly when those premiums are going to really scream.
All right. We got a lot of
Let me just add one last thing, which is, and I'm sure if it affects me, it affects everybody else in this industry. Usually you have an equal weight of buyers and sellers in the normal course of business. Sellers have basically disappeared from this marketplace since January. I don't get anybody calling, wanting, every now and again, one or two people may call up and want to sell. So we aren't getting, that the equilibrium in the marketplace any longer.
People aren't selling. You're just having the buyers and not the sellers.
Just buyers, no sellers.
Yeah.
There's no two-way business.
There you go. Let's go back to the phones. We've got some loaded phones here. I want to get you all in. Dan in Oregon. Hello. Thanks for holding.
Well, thank you. I enjoy your program and listen to your guests many a times. I have really just two questions, and I'll mention them, and then I'll get off and listen for your comments on the Internet.
Okay.
Question number one is really addressed to Chapman, Mr. Chapman, or anyone who wants to answer it. And it's this. It's, you know, sometimes I wonder, you know, how come we don't hear from Bill Gates or William Buffett since their investments in U.S. dollars? I mean, are they doing something or that we don't know? They seem to be very confident in their U.S. dollar, and at the same time, I'm very worried about it. That's question number one.
Let me answer that for you right away. Bill Gates, for years, was invested in silver and silver companies, and about a year ago, he liquidated those investments. Buffett had taken a major position in silver previously. It's my suspicion that position was sold to Barclays in order to make their ETF work because of the rules that were put in place. The amount of silver was almost exactly the same. And so you don't hear much about that now because they happened in the past. But both of them had gotten involved. And if you remember, I don't know about Bill Gates, but Warren Buffett has been short the dollar and long the euro from time to time. In fact, he got long the euro at the wrong time and lost a fair amount of money. And so they are in those markets.
All right. And your second question, Dan?
Second question is addressed to Robbie, since he gave a little bit about his portfolio. And I agree. And, you know, having gold in hand is everything, especially coins. But the question I hear sometimes is that, and I don't hear on the radio, Is it feasible and wise also to own stock in gold mines? And
sure.
That's my question, and I give that to Robbie, and I'll hang up.
Thank you, Dan.
Well, I should have gone to Bob, but because he...
Well, tell him about your gold shares there.
I mean, Agnico Eagle is, but I like Yamana, and I've got some Newmont Mining. I got a lot of pass. So does Bill Gates, by the way. I wish I bought it when he did at $4 a share. It's now south of 30. Actually, pass is worth more than Microsoft stock is. Don't think they have as many shareholders, but nevertheless. And they have performed, Bob, as you know. It's been a tough road for some of these miners over the last quarter. And I guess the only negative thing that I have read about any of the miners, obviously, is they are dealing, just like we all are, they are going to be dealing with obviously higher costs of extraction.
Yeah, production costs, yeah. I'll tell you what, we got to keep moving here, gentlemen, because I want to get all these callers in. Clint in El Paso. Hello, Clint.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you guys today?
Good. What's your question?
Well, it's about two little junior companies, Capella and Helix. And that's directed towards Bob. And. And just to kind of get a thumbnail sketch of what he sees going on, and any good information that he might have that the rest of us out here in the world don't have.
All right, that's Cabela and Helix.
Well, Helix made an announcement today, and it'll be in tomorrow's issue. And they have gotten together the equipment that they need to widen the tunnel that exists on their property, and they're going to extend it by 300 meters. And probably in about 3 to 4 weeks, they'll start drilling, and they'll start having bulk sample assays come back in August and onward, and they'll probably get diamond core drill results probably in September or October, and that'll go on for months. It's been a little bit slow coming, but it's coming now. As far as Capella's concerned, waiting for drill results in their property in New Brunswick. They have 70% of their holes still to be reported. That's in uranium, and the other is Chile is being drilled presently. I imagine, I'll just guess, at results being available in perhaps August.
Okay.
All right. Clint.
Very good. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. By the way, you're going to want to call Robbie here to take advantage of the MS-61s. You said, Robbie, that these are MS-61s, brilliant uncirculated. For $535, you buy 10 or more of those, you get the Bob Chapman special and also a Republic Broadcasting Network mug, and it is beautiful, folks. The guy that designed that logo did a very good job. We thank him very much for that. You're going to have to wait to call Robbie, though, because he's following this program. His is called The Flip Side, and that's on Monday through Friday from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Time right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. You want to call them, though, after that. Folks, buy it now. Don't regret not buying it now and watching the gold prices go up. 800-691-7898. You'll thank us. If that gold goes to $8,500, you made out like a bandit. 800-691-7898. Two more calls when we get back right after this.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
All right, quickly here, gentlemen. Don in Ohio. Hello, Don.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hi.
I talk to people about having an investment and stuff like that, and they usually think gold and silver, but they also think diamonds are going to be worth something. And I think if you know, the crap hits the fan, that diamonds are gonna find out diamonds are gonna lose their luster a lot. What do you think?
I'll answer that. In 1976, the VVS1 clear blue diamond wholesaled for $12,000. In 1981, they wholesaled at $62,000. In today's market, they're still in the $12,000 to $14,000 range, as far as I know. Extremely volatile market, controlled by a small group of people, and buying it and having it go up is one thing, and selling it for a good price is another.
There you go.
Okay, have a good day.
All right, Don, I appreciate your call. Well, the other caller dropped off. I said I was going to get two calls in, and folks, don't make it hard on the host that tries to moderate this stuff, because when you call in, I'm trying to pace for the program to allow everybody to come up and speak. But at any rate, the worst you get is you get to use our toll-free number and you get to hear the program very, very clear. At any rate, gentlemen, any parting shots here, Dad?
Well, I think it's vitally important that people who own coins and people who have heretofore not purchase coins be in the market at this time. They are not going to be able to keep this market down. It's going to go higher. And sooner or later, they will lose complete control of any kind of manipulation that they've been trying on this market. And if gold goes from where it's at, and we had a close today of 884.20, if I'm not mistaken. And,
yep.
You know, just a 1,600 is a double, and with numismatic coins, it could be a percentage higher than that. And that's a lot of money. And that's going to make up for all those losses that you're taking on the value of your home and your vehicles and equipment and businesses. And, you know, during the 30s, everything went down in value except gold. And so I think it's something to remember.
And Bob,
I think it's the only place to be.
Bob, and there's something else that needs to be added here. As I said, we were coming from an agrarian into the industrial. We didn't have hardly any debt at all, folks. We didn't have a shortage of manpower for employment out there. The one thing that just became very, very scarce wasn't labor, wasn't demand, it wasn't anything else, but it was just the funny money that they decided to retract for some 11 years until, well, we got into World War II, and, well, you know how the bankers operate. They don't care what side they're backing. To these guys, there's no guys with black hats or white hats on. It's all about the money. Robbie, you got the final word.
I just have to say to the guy who wants to buy diamonds, buying diamonds is fine. It's selling them that's the problem, because I wouldn't know where to find the price of a blue carat, clear blue VFWCC clear white is right now.
All right. And that number again, folks, and again, you know, buy now, don't buy later, because it is going to go up, and you're going to be amazed when they lose control, as Mr. Chapman said. It's the only way you're going to be able to pay your mortgage or pay any bills or heat or eat or do anything else. All right. 800-691-7898 is Robbie's number. And he's coming right up next with the flip side with Mr. Robbie Noel. Thank you, Bob Chapman, very much, sir.
Well, we'll see you next week.
All righty.
See you, Bob.
We'll see you tomorrow, folks.
Men.